most original talk radio station anywhere. We are LA Talk Radio at latalkradio.com.
Mike and friends, he says what he wants, ain't holding nothing back. Got the recipe for life, and he's inspiring. He's not scared of any topic, from textile to gossip.
Talk Radio, this is Max and Friends. I am your host, Max Tucci. How y'all doing tonight? What's going on? Did you have a wonderful weekend? I want to know. Tweet me at Max Tucci on Twitter. M-A-X-T-U-C-C-I. Kind of like Gucci, but with a T. Y'all should know by now. What am I, 5 years here? Anyway, what's up, everyone? It's one of those nights. Bear with me because I'm excited because Mark Anthony is back. So let's just start there. He's going to be on in just a bit, and we're going to have Psychic Sundays. But more importantly, we're going to talk to you about tonight. You know, the holidays are approaching. It's already October. I mean, it's like almost the middle of October. And that means the holidays are like just creeping around the corner. And what's interesting is that tonight I was at dinner and I met a woman there, and she was in the restaurant crying. And so, of course, I said, come and sit down. Let's talk. You know, I kind of felt like it was my duty to speak to her. She sat down for a moment and I said, what's going on? She said, my friend is dying of cancer and she's in hospice now. And, you know, it's going to be so tough because I don't know how to say goodbye to her. I said, just like that, you say goodbye. You know, it's not like she's going anywhere off this earth, maybe, but she's always going to be with you. And one of my favorite quotes that I always love to say is, every time you say my name, my spirit shall live. Now, what does that all mean, people? Like, have you lost someone recently and you could feel them near you, or, you know, you can sense them or smell them? You know, we have this incredible recollection of who they were and what they meant to us. So tonight we're going to help you go through that process of grief. And if you're still going through it, how you can overcome it, if that's even the right word. So Mark Anthony will be here. His book, Never Letting Go. You know, I love the book because it's really the ultimate guide to dealing with grief. I call him our grief guru. So he'll be here. The reason being, the intentions tonight are to help you get through the holiday season with the burden and with the loss and with the heavy heart of a lost loved one. So we're going to talk about that tonight. We're also going to talk about interdimensional communication. How does spirit contact really work? Do you all believe it? I do, because I know that Mark has been here before, and we've had some great readings here on Max and Friends on LA Talk Radio, and he's going to do some readings tonight. So if there's any skeptics out there, tune in, okay? Because check this out. When you tune in tonight, these callers that we have on tonight, Mark knows nothing about. He doesn't know who they are, and he's got the gift and the ability to tap into the spirits around them. They're around us. And you know what I always have to say? They mean so much to us, don't they? Our loved ones mean so much to us. The reason why we get so choked up and so upset and devastated, because they mean so much to us. So I'm going to play you all a song by our buddy Thomas Hibner. He wrote it. The song is That You Mean So Much to Me. And that's for everyone who's no longer here, but yet still around us. That You Mean So Much to Me on Max and Friends. And when we're back, Mark Anthony. Stay tuned.
Walking around trying to figure it out, a missing part that's lost inside of me. Every once in a while there would be some teardrops hitting the ground wherever I go. It's not easy for me to let you go, even though I pretend it didn't bother me. Watching you walk away without saying anything. much to me. That you mean so much to me. Memories of you will never fly away from my heart. Memories of you will never fly away from my heart. That you mean so much to me. Memories of you will never fly.
Talk Radio, this is Max and Friends. I'm your host, Max Tucci. Welcome back. I just love that song, don't y'all? That You Mean So Much to Me by our boy Thomas Hibner. He writes the songs. He's an incredible young kid. And what I told him once was dream bigger. And he's doing that. And we're just so proud of here. We're so proud of him here on LA Talk Radio. Well, the reason why I've got my tongue tied and my ears are ringing, because I could feel like they're around us tonight. You know, there's a lot going on in the ethers, and I could feel it because I'm getting the chills. Because Mark Anthony is back. Y'all love him. He is our grief guru. That's what I've nicknamed him on the show here at Max and Friends. So welcome back, Mark Anthony, to Max and Friends.
Well, thanks, Max. I love your show, and I love being back. And hello to all the listeners.
Yes. Well, now's the time. You know, like I was just telling you before we went live, now is the time that we really need to understand the grief process. Because believe it or not, Mark, I was at dinner tonight, okay, and they were playing Christmas music already. And here we are, October, right?
Yeah.
So what are we? We're October 7th. And the Christmas music was playing. And all of a sudden, it dawned on me, like, Thanksgiving is in a month and a half, and people who lost family members, are they get to that time every year. And I want to know, Mark, why is it that the holidays bring on such grief about lost loved ones, that even if they're not here anymore and they've been gone for years, why do the holidays trigger something in us to grieve?
That's a great question, Max. And it's really important to understand that, you know, Halloween pretty much kicks off the holiday season. You go from Halloween, then you have Veterans Day, which is a time to commemorate fallen military personnel. Then you got Thanksgiving. You know, Hanukkah's usually in there somewhere, and then you got Christmas, and then you have New Year's. Mm-hmm. And the vast majority of these all these holidays focus around family. Halloween, trick-or-treat memories, when we were kids and our parents taking us trick-or-treating. Then Veterans Day, well, there you go, people who've died in wars. Thanksgiving, that's the one holiday that everyone's expected to sit around a table together. Then Hanukkah and Christmas are family togetherness and giving. So when you have lost a loved one, it's always painful, but the holidays intensify that. It's like a magnification factor by 10, because there'll be the empty chair at the table. There will be memories that, gee, mom used to make the best turkey. There's the reminder that, you know, we can't, you know, especially for parents who've lost children, Christmas is intensely painful. And so all of the really wonderful things in life that revolve around family, when you've lost somebody, it's the exact opposite. You grieve as deeply as you have loved, and that can be immense.
Absolutely. Well, speaking of immense, everyone, it's 11:11 on the East Coast, so you know what that means. It's time to make your wish. Make a good one, people. Well, you know what, Mark? It's interesting, because there's always that empty chair that reminds us. But also, you know, it's with every death, there's life. I mean, I believe that. And also, we get a new life sometimes at the table. So I think it's fun, you know, when we have the new lives, the new children at the table. And I think, you know, it's nice to reminisce of the family members that we've lost. But also, I think it's time to celebrate the new ones too, people. So this year, I offer to you all, instead of really just crying or grieving over a loved one that was there, welcome the new ones in your life, because sometimes we forget about them and they want a little bit of of validation too. But before we talk about validation, let's talk about how this whole spirit contact really works. And you call this interdimensional communication. Explain to us how it really works.
you know, people come up to me all the time and say, well, I don't believe that. That's ridiculous. Because, and they say, well, all right, if it does work, how does it work? And I say, well, how does a telephone work? And think about it, Max. Right now, I want to talk to you. So my brain is sending an electrical signal to my lungs to exhale air. So then air comes shooting out through my windpipe, through my mouth. My vocal cords expand and contract, and therefore sounds come out. And this air pressure then hits a microphone, which causes a vibration inside the microphone to an electrical wire, which then sends electrical impulses through wires over to a relay station, which beams it up to a satellite, which then beams it down to a relay station maybe near you, maybe a couple hundred miles from you, and it travels through wires, pops out through a receiver, okay, which vibrates, and then that air pressure hits your eardrum, and these weird sounds that, if you didn't understand English, would sound like gibberish, hits your eardrum. So your eardrum vibrates, makes the stapes bones in your ear vibrate. They hit the eighth cranial nerve, the auditory nerve, which sends electrical impulses into your brain, translates those impulses into recognizable concepts. Now, we talk and we use telephones every single day, but we don't think how miraculous that is. I mean, right now, I'm talking to you in real time, and my voice is bouncing off a satellite just to get to you, and people don't think that's miraculous. So what?
Right. Well, we're used to it.
We're used to it. But see, 150 years ago, this would be miraculous
pigeons.
Technology.
Yeah, we had pigeons.
Well, 300 years ago, it would be witchcraft.
Right. Absolutely.
500 years ago, you get burned at the stake because of it. You know, a piece of metal or plastic that a voice comes out of. But because we're used to that, and because it's part of our everyday existence, we don't think it's weird. Well, part of my everyday existence as a medium is communicating with spirits. And here's how I believe it works. This is the theory. Spirits are energy. Yes, they are people, but they're people without bodies who have evolved into a different phase of their existence.
Now, do you believe they really evolved, or did they just go back to what they already were?
All of the above.
Okay.
See, here we are in the material world. So we're solid, we're physical, and we do know through quantum physics that everything in the universe vibrates. Well, because we're solid, we vibrate at a slower rate. Spirits, being energy, vibrate at a higher rate. So when you die, you go into a higher frequency. So the other side, heaven, nirvana, whatever you would like to call it, Max, is a dimension that runs parallel to this one. And according to quantum physics, and I don't want to get too
right,
esoteric tonight, but there's more than one universe. There's multiverses. But anyway, we're dealing with the other side that our relatives go to. So what they do is a spirit slows down his or her vibration, and then the spirit takes that vibration and sends waves of frequency at me. And my energy field interacts with the spirit's, and that vibration then goes into my brain and is converted into recognizable concepts. Not a whole lot different from human speech, just having a conversation, and certainly not that much different than using a telephone. It's all premised on vibration, transmission of electrical impulses into the brain to translate those impulses into concepts, ideas, and sensations.
Right.
And the reason that I call it interdimensional communication is because it is communication between our dimension, which is the physical, the material world, and the dimension known as the other side. So heaven isn't some far-off nebulous place. It exists simultaneously to our dimension.
Absolutely. Well, speaking of dimensions right now, the book Never Letting Go exists on Mark's website. You can go to healgriefwithbelief.com. You can purchase the book there. If you have problems there, you can go to amazon.com. But on that note, everyone, Mark, I want you to take a deep breath. We're going to be calling Nikki. Mark has not spoken to her before. He knows nothing about her. Just to let the listeners know that none of this was already premeditated, this is a raw call. So, Mark, get into your mode. We're going to get Nikki on the line. And until then, I'm going to leave you with a great song that I love. And it's a song that's going to make you all cry because it's one of those songs, What a Wonderful World. And when we're back, Mark Anthony is back with our caller, Nikki. Stay tuned.
see trees of green. I see them blue for me and you, and I think to myself, what a wonderful world. I see skies of blue and clouds of white, bright blessed days, dark sacred nights, and I think to myself, what a wonderful world. The colors of the rainbow, so pretty in the sky, also on the faces of people going by. I see friends shaking hands, say, how do you do? They're really saying, I love you. I hear babies crying.
This is Max and Friends. I'm your host, Max Tucci. Welcome back. That was Neil Armstrong. What a wonderful world. And I just want to say I love you all for tuning in tonight. Mark Anthony is here. We've got our caller, Nikki, online. And Mark, go. I turn over the show to you.
Okay. All right. Hi, Nikki. We've never met before, right?
Right.
Okay. What I have is I got a man coming through, a male energy, and he feels like he's somewhat older than you, which means he could have actually be like on a parent, aunt, uncle level, but that doesn't mean that he's biologically connected to you. And the man that's coming through, I'm feeling a piercing sensation in my heart and in my chest. Now, because I feel that type of sensation, and granted, everybody's heart stops when they die, this does not necessarily mean a heart attack. It could be a cardiovascular issue, or it could be some other problem related to the chest. But I'm feeling a piercing sensation right along the sternum. I'm also feeling pain below the rib cage, which might be in the pancreatic area. This guy had a lot of health issues, started in the chest, got it in the pancreas, also getting something in the head. So it could be one of these heart attack, stroke combinations, possibly a type of cancer that metastasized. Does any of this make sense to you?
Yeah.
Okay. Is this a man on the father, father, uncle type level?
Yeah, could be.
Okay. All right. And what I like about this guy is his amazing sense of patience, love, and compassion. And also, I see him being a very good listener and very intent. And his relationship with you was good. It was good in that I do not feel that there were any unresolved issues. So a lot of times when people die, they wish they would have said this, or they said, oh, I wish that, you know, he knew how much I loved him. What he says is he knows that you love him, and he knows that you, that the two of you love each other. Does this make sense?
Yes.
Okay. Also, he's talking about your penchant for, I don't know if it's daffodils or flowers. And I realize that lots of women like flowers, but he's making it a point to talk about flowers. And also, I'm seeing flowers that have an elongated look that look like lilies, could be Easter lilies, which can signify one of two things. It could be the type of flowers that you presented at his service, and or it indicates around late March, early April. Does any of that make sense to you?
Yeah.
Okay. In what way does that make sense?
Well, two ways. One was the daffodils. We always had a field of daffodils at our house. And the second one is the lilies. My daughter's name is Lily.
Oh, your daughter's name is Lily. Okay, great.
Yeah.
Would that be his granddaughter?
Yes.
Okay, so this is your dad?
Yes.
Okay. I figured it was because he has a very dad-like feel, because the love that he's projecting to you is not romantic love. It's father-daughter love, but it's just absolutely amazing. And the type of love that's coming through is only the type of love that a parent could express for a child. It's that it just consumes you to where, you know, your father would have thrown himself in front of a train for you. Okay, there was nothing that he would not have done for his little girl. Now, did he have something about boats or like boats?
Yes, he had a boat.
He had a boat. Okay. And it's funny because I keep hearing the theme song to Gilligan Island, you know, like just sit right back. Da-da-da-da-da. Okay. So I'm hearing that. And it's like, remember, I don't know if you remember Gilligan's Island, but you know, the SS Minnow is like a boat about that size. And it's sort of like, I keep hearing a 3-hour tour, and somehow or other, he thinks this is really funny that he wants to share with you. So I'm hoping this is resonating with you.
A little bit. The boat does, definitely.
Okay, the size, that type of the boat. Okay. Now, I'm taking it he was definitely the skipper of the boat.
Yeah.
Okay. You know, what's funny is he looks at you more as the Marianne than the Ginger. Okay. And what he means by that is, you know, Ginger was sort of, you know, the sultry movie star type, and Marianne was the beautiful, wholesome girl type. So would you describe yourself more as a Marianne or as a Ginger?
A little bit of both, I think.
Smart woman. Yeah. You want the sex appeal and glamour of Ginger, but the wholesome, solid values of Marianne. Okay, I understand that. Okay. Now, it's funny. It's funny when they give me projections from TV shows and things like that. Now, hold on. Aquarius. He's talking about Aquarius. Now, Aquarius is from about January 20th up to, let's say, around February 20th. I mean, you know, I'm sure the astrology people will nitpick. I'm not an astrologer. But there is a significance to this time frame. Either he's talking about someone who is an Aquarius, or somebody or some significant family event from about January 20th to February 20th. Does this make sense to you?
Well, my brother's an Aquarius, and he passed away on my brother's birthday.
I would say that's the significance right there, because we got your brother's birthday, then we got that he passed away on your brother's birthday. And what he'd like to tell your brother is, he says, you know, there's a day we come in and a day we go. And he says, I'm sorry, I didn't mean it to be on your birthday, because, you know, your brother is a pretty resolute and pretty resilient person, and but there's only so much a person can really take, and his birthday is a very painful reminder of your dad not being around. Did your family do like picnics and things? And the reason I say that, Nikki, is because I keep seeing like one of those wooden picnic tables with one of those tablecloths with this red and white checker pattern on it.
Mm-hmm.
You did do that.
He did that, yeah.
I'm sorry, I can't hear you.
You mean my father?
Yes.
Yeah, he did. He did that with his parents a lot.
Okay, because what he wants to do is to acknowledge that, and he's telling your brother that on his birthday, it's very important to be around family like all of you did when he was alive. And he would like your brother to also get back to having more of a carefree attitude where he can, and he's using the word, be divorced from the pain. I'm not sure why. I mean, I understand that he wants your brother not to be in pain, but I'm not sure why he's using the word divorced from the pain in conjunction with your brother.
Right. Okay.
Mm-hmm. Do you have a question for him?
I don't know. I guess, is he protecting us or watching over us?
Well, you know, I hear a lot of psychics always say, oh, yes, they love you and they're watching over you. And that's kind of like what I call psychic Pez dispenser advice. Yeah. They're always connected to us energetically. They're always watching us. Now, will they intervene directly in your life? They can place a suggestion or offer some guidance. Now, what he's saying to you is you were off track for a long time, he says, but you're back on track now. And he says that you're heading in a new direction. I think it's career-wise, something like career-wise. He says that you've made a turn for the better as opposed to a turn for the worse. Does this make sense?
Yeah, I went back to school to be a holistic health practitioner.
Woohoo! Okay. So your dad is, just because he may be on the other side, just because your dad's dead doesn't mean he's not going to lean on you to go to school. Okay. So he's real happy that you're doing that. And he's talking about 15, the number one and the number five. Now, that could be like a 15th day, a 15 a month, but is there a significance to the number 15 related to you and your dad?
Not that I know.
All right. There's sometimes things come up that don't make sense right away. The 1-5 could also be 5-1, which would be like May 1st, or it could be like January 5th. Or it could be like somebody could have been 15 years old, or it could be a time frame. So there's a lot to that. Okay. And British Racing Green. He's talking about the color British Racing Green. Does that make any sense to you?
I believe he had a Jaguar that color.
Okay. All right. So, yeah, he really liked that car. Okay. Because I keep hearing, and they're off. I take it Dad had a bit of a lead foot. let's see. Hawaii. Well, it's either Hawaii or some tropical island. It's some type of vacation that it feels like the family took that's a really positive memory. Does this make sense to you?
Yes.
Okay. In what way?
Well, we used to go to vacation a lot in Europe, but not Hawaii, but definitely in Europe.
Okay. But this has a real tropical island feel to it.
Hmm. No.
Did you guys ever go to the Caribbean?
Not with him, no.
Wait. Not with him. Hold on. Since his passing, have you?
Yes.
Have you been to Hawaii since his passing?
No, I was just in, last year I was just in Key West.
Key West. Okay. Because he's talking about a tropical island vacation. And a lot of times what spirits like to do is they want to – because your question to him was, is he around us? Is he watching out over us? So what he's done is he's talking about a vacation that you went on that occurred after he passed. Ergo, he's aware of that and with you. So that's what he wants you to know, and that's what I'm going to leave you with.
Okay, thank you very much.
Well, thank you, Nikki, and sorry for your loss. God bless you.
Thank you.
Thank you, Nikki. So that's a reminder, everyone, Never Letting Go is the book. Mark Anthony is our medium tonight. He's our grief guru. He's here tonight taking callers, cold callers, basically, not knowing who they are. And basically, that was a pretty amazing reading. So thank you, Mark, for that. Now, real quick, we're going to play a song so that Mark can get his groove back into the conversation. So let's play I'll Always Love You by Whitney Houston here on Max and Friends. And when we're back, Mark Anthony.
If I should stay, I would only be in your way. So I'll go, but I know I'll think of you every step of the way. And memories That is all I'm seeking with me. So goodbye. Please don't cry. We both know I'm not what you need.
It's always that last note that gets me. I Will Always Love You by Whitney Houston. And that goes out to all of our callers tonight, all of our listeners tonight. I will always love all of you. Thank you for tuning in to Max and Friends. Well, we're back. Mark Anthony is here, and we have another caller, Susan. So, Mark Anthony, I turn the show over again to you one more time.
Hey, Susan. This is Mark. How you doing?
Hi, Mark. I'm okay.
Okay. I'm feeling an older woman coming through, and she feels like she could very possibly be on the grandparent level. Now, when I say grandparent, that doesn't mean they're always biologically connected to you. So it could be a friend that was like a grandmother. It could possibly be a mother, because all grandmothers are mothers, and many mothers are grandmothers. But I'm going to go with grandmother. I'm getting a frail prior to passing. She was frail. She was getting quite thin. I see that she had glasses, not unusual for a lot of elderly people. But there appear to be some vision issues. Also, I just see her strength diminishing. Now, I see her depicted wearing like a bathrobe type of bathrobe or like a hospital gown, which indicates to me there was a slow decline. In other words, her death was not an unexpected event, and that her passing took some time, and that when she finally did pass, there was a lot of health issues going on. It's like she just went to sleep and gently drifted off. Does this make sense to you?
Yes.
Okay. Is this your grandmother?
I'm not sure.
Okay. So if it makes sense to you, okay, how does it make sense to you?
Well, it sounds like my mother.
Okay, that's what I was saying. Could be. All right, question. Do you have children?
No.
No. Is your mother also a grandmother? Is there other children?
Yes.
Okay. All right. And the number 54, I'm getting the feeling of like 54 years. I don't know if she was married for 54 years, but there's something about the number 54 in terms of time that make a lot of sense connected to her. Does that resonate with you?
Not at the moment. I'm not sure what that is.
Okay, yeah, the 54, it could also be like May 4th, it could be April 5th. Somebody close to her could have been 54 when she passed, but anyway, we'll just make a note of 54.
Okay.
All right. Now I see a cat with her. Did she like cats?
She liked my cat.
She liked your cat. Is your cat here or on the other side?
My cat's here.
Okay, because she's showing a cat, so she's, you know, making it a point to say that she liked cats. There seemed to be some type of vision problem because it's like I see like almost like tunnel vision, and I don't necessarily mean tunnel vision in the attention span. It's almost like either glaucoma or something going on with her vision prior to passing. Does this make sense?
No, but I think my grandmother did have glaucoma at some point, but my grandma didn't have like cats or have cats either. I'm not sure about that, the vision thing.
Okay. Was your mother diabetic?
No.
Okay. What about your grandmother?
No.
Interesting, because the vision problem's a real big deal, and you know, I'm thinking this is your grandmother, because we're getting with the vision. She gave me specifically glaucoma. I'm going to go with that. All right. Did your grandmother used to wear these slippers that were like these terry cloth, spongy type of slippers?
I think so.
Okay. Because she's showing me her feet, and also she's talking about varicose veins. Did she have varicose veins or circulation issues with her veins, with her legs?
You know, honestly, Mark, I don't even know. I don't remember having varicose veins.
Okay, that's fine. All right, let's see what she's got to say to you. She's talking about the month of August. The month of August. August makes sense to you.
August.
Right. Birthdays, deaths, family celebration. She's concentrating on the month of August. All right. I want to do something different than you, Susan. Who do you want to talk to? Let's see if we can get them.
I'd like to talk to my mom.
Okay, let's see if your mom will redouble her efforts to come through. All right, your mother is making a big point to talk about May, particularly right around Mother's Day. Now, I know Mother's Day is in May, but she's showing me pink roses, which indicate, you know, the love between mother and daughter. And is there a significance to the middle of May associated with your mother?
The middle of May. No.
Write that down, because that's something that's going to make sense to you later on. That I know there is. I know I'm right here. Okay.
Middle of May.
Around May.
I'm sorry. I didn't hear what. Around May what?
Around May 15th.
Okay.
All right. Now, what your mom's showing me is like spending a lot of time outside, like in the garden. You know, some people, they put little things like little ceramic frogs and little things in the garden. I see a lot of like garden type things. Does this make sense to you?
No.
Okay. You know what? I'm going to have to take a pass, because we're just not in sync. So sorry about that.
All right. Sorry, Mark.
That's okay. That's all right. That's, you know, it's all part of the process. But Susan, I want you to get Mark's book, Never Letting Go. Actually, Mark, if we can get Susan a book of that, because I know she can benefit. I'll talk to you after the show, Mark, about that. But Susan, thank you for coming, you know, for calling in tonight. And if I hear anything from Mark, or if he hears anything, you know, furthermore to tell you, I will be sure to be in touch. All right, Susan?
All right. Thank you.
Thank you. Let's get Heaven playing real quick, and we're going to get another caller. And Mark, stand with us. Heaven by Kathy Greer.
Looking into your eyes, I see only agony. Stop to realize you make life what it can be. You took a wrong turn left, you should have turned on right. Well, I just want you to see, you don't have to fight to get it right. Heaven wasn't built in just one day, I know you know. Stop burning bridges just to say that you're sinking so low.
This is Max and Friends. I'm your host, Max Succi. Welcome back. We've got Mark Anthony here with a caller. And Keith, thank you for being here tonight. And Mark, let's see if we can get a reading. Just so you all know, Mark doesn't know any of these callers. And I want to make that very importantly known, because sometimes readings don't happen because there's a connection with the caller. Maybe they have too many things going around them, or there's a lot of emotion around them where they can't focus on what Mark is asking them. And it's not that Mark is incorrect or that the caller is incorrect. It's just that the logistics of the matter are sometimes we get very emotional and we let our emotions almost distract us from the question. So I wanted to make that a note.
And Max, if I can jump in, a lot of times people come to me for a reading like right after a loved one has passed, and that's not an ideal time for a reading. The spirits can communicate right away, but people overcome with emotion, and a lot of times they're not listening and they're not making the connections, because in evidential mediumship, I need feedback from people, and you know, you need to know something about the people in your life to make sure that when I'm making a connection and I'm providing the evidence, because I want the client to get the best reading possible. So
absolutely. Without further ado, here's Keith. And Keith, welcome to the show. And just Mark will ask you the few questions and respond as to yes or no. So Mark, I turn over the show to you.
Thanks, Mark. Hi.
Hey, Keith, how you doing?
I'm good, thank you.
Okay. Go ahead and say something. I'm having a hard time hearing you properly.
Okay, I'm here.
You're kind of echoey. What type of phone are you on?
It's an iPhone.
It's a what?
An iPhone.
An iPhone? Okay. A lot of times cell phones, cordless phones are less than ideal for readings, because everything that I do involves frequency. Landlines and direct lines are better. I'm going to do my best. I'm getting a woman coming through connected with you, and I'm feeling a tremendous amount of pain that was in her head. It almost feels like it could be a stroke or some type of pressure in her head, around her eye. Does this make any sense to you?
Well, it would make sense. My mother had like frequent migraines and things like that.
Okay, before you say anything else, because the type of pain that I'm getting, it's around my eye, and it's massive pain. So sometimes when I receive the physical sensations, it doesn't necessarily mean how they died. I could also be picking up on a chronic medical condition. Now, I'm also feeling now lumps in my throat and in my lymph glands. When I get that sensation, that usually, because different causes of death have a similar sensation to me. For example, like my lungs filling up with fluid, could be drowning or could be pneumonia. And I can explain in greater detail later, but I'm getting these lumps in my throat, and the lumps in my throat normally are indicative of some type of cancer or a thyroid condition. Does either of that make sense to you?
Yes, my mother had cancer.
Okay. All right, so she had migraines that plagued her throughout her life. She had cancer. You know, I really got to hand it to your mom. This woman is a perfect example of someone who was long-suffering, which means that no matter what life threw at her and it knocked her down, pulled the wind out of her sails, she always got back up, and she was very, I don't want to say accepting, but she accepted the reality of what was going on, and she set a great example for all those around her. Does this make sense to you?
Yeah, I'd say it would.
Okay. Hold on. She keeps talking about grilled cheese sandwiches, but it's almost not like American cheese. It's almost like Swiss cheese or something. It's some type of cheese sandwich, but I think it's a grilled cheese sandwich. The grilled cheese sandwiches make sense to you?
My father used to eat a lot of cheese sandwiches, so it's possible that she's referring to my father. Grilled, I don't know so much.
Okay. Well, when a spirit
we
brings up...
That was an odd sandwich.
Oh, I'm sorry?
We always thought it was an odd sandwich that my dad ate a cheese sandwich, but...
All right, there we go. And who used to make the cheese sandwiches for your dad?
Well, I guess she probably did at some point, but I don't have any recollection of it.
Well, here's the thing. When spirits bring something up and it resonates with you right away, that's why they're bringing it up, okay? So your mom is indicating the cheese sandwiches, that's for your dad, okay? And she says that they had a really good relationship, but the funny thing is they could like spend all day together and not really talk to each other, but somehow communicate. Does that make sense?
Yes.
Okay. Now she's talking about you. All right. This is what I think she's saying. She's showing me cans, with a carbonated beverage in them, doesn't quite feel like soda pop, all right? And she's saying, one too many, not so good. All right, let me put it this way. Have you been drinking too much beer lately?
No.
Okay. All right, is there some carbonated beverage that you drink?
No. I'm not getting anything from the carbonated beverages.
Okay, so there's no canned drink that you're drinking?
No, not me. I don't drink anything.
All right, not
the water.
You. Is there somebody close to you that does this?
No, not that I can think of. Canned sodas. Not that I can think of.
Yeah, because she's talking about someone that drank like is having more drinks than they should. And hold on. Let me see if she'll clarify this. Question, was your dad the one that used to have beers when he was watching TV?
No, my dad didn't drink at all.
Huh.
And he didn't drink soda either. That's why I was trying to think of it.
Yeah, I know. Because she's making a real big deal out of this. Because there's somebody that was – yeah, I don't want to spend a whole lot of time on that. I want to move on to the next. Okay, now she's showing me images of seahorses, and seahorses normally indicate some connection with the ocean and usually like a hotel, because a lot of hotels by the beach have images of seahorses. So is there some connection to like a hotel or some place that you guys used to go in relation to the ocean?
Yeah, we used to go to the beach a lot. Well, she moved to Florida when she retired.
Okay.
And we did spend a lot of time with her at the beach, and you know, when she lived here.
Okay, good. Is there any thing to the name Seahorse, like a Seahorse Lane or a Seahorse Motel or something like that?
Seahorse. Not that I can think of. I'm trying to think of something. I don't think so.
Okay, make a note of that one because that's something that's going to make sense at a later date. All right, what question do you have for her? She's opening up for a question.
I guess, and I haven't really even think about asking her a question. One of the questions I have, I don't know whether it's for her or not, but I always question whether she's with my father, whether she's fulfilled, because I noticed that his loss was a significant loss for her.
Did your father have like a massive heart attack?
No, he had cancer too.
Okay, where was the cancer concentrated in his body?
He had colon cancer.
Colon cancer? Okay.
Yes.
With your father, I'm feeling like going into cardiac arrest almost. Okay, so while he had the cancer, I'm not exactly sure what took him because I'm feeling like major pressure in his chest, and it seemed like there was a lot of blood associated with his cancerous condition. Was he passing blood or having some type of blood issue?
Yeah, well, I mean, he had surgery. He was diagnosed and died within 5 weeks. And so they did surgery, and then, of course, that was useless. And then, yeah, so there was a lot of blood after that.
Okay, all right.
He had a strong heart, actually.
He had what?
His heart was very strong, which made him, unfortunately, linger longer than he probably should have.
Okay. It's interesting because he was bringing up his heart, and then he showed me the blood. So it's possible he was saying, I had a strong heart, but there was some issue with his heart. Anyway, an issue doesn't always mean a negative thing. So your question is whether or not your parents are together. Well, absolutely. I mean, first off, if I can see them, then they can see each other. And what I like about your parents is how there's so much in harmony. It's like when they were alive, they could spend all day together, not even verbally communicating, yet still emotionally communicating. And the frequency that they're on, it gels together so nicely. It's like I could almost see them sitting like in a big porch swing or something, swinging back and forth. It's that they're that much in tune with each other. And I get that they were the type of people that even after many years of marriage would go for a walk and still hold hands. Does this make sense to you?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Hold on. Which one of them was the one that liked the licorice?
My mother.
Okay. Because they're talking about the licorice, and your dad's talking about bringing home the bacon. I don't know. He just keeps making a joke about bringing home the bacon. And I also think, did your dad like to eat bacon?
Yeah, I guess so.
Okay. Yeah, and it's kind of like your mother didn't want him to. It's funny. It's they're almost like Ozzy and Harriet in a way, you know. It's whatever drama there was, it wasn't a big deal. And they were kind of funny and really sweet with each other and very, very understanding. They described the relationship as the most simple, complex relationship ever. It was complex on a number of emotional levels, but it was so simple because the way they're describing the relationship is it required some work, but it wasn't any effort. These people were so perfectly matched. You're very lucky to have had such wonderful parents.
Well, thank you. I appreciate that.
All right, Mark. On that note, we're going to have to wrap this up. So is there anything in conclusion that you want to tell to Keith?
Yeah, Keith, what they want to tell you is to please always have faith. Even in your darkest hour, continue to have faith. They said because they're only just a heartbeat away. And that doesn't mean like you're going to die or anything like that. It just means that careful, because when a psychic says something, people take it. When they say they're a heartbeat away, what they mean is energetically and through the power of love, they are connected to you. And they want you to know that. They don't want you to feel despair, and they don't want you to feel abandoned. And your mom's blowing you a kiss, and your dad likes to come up and like kind of like lightly punch in the arm and go, attaboy.
Thank you. That's nice.
Cheers. All right. Well, thank you so much to Keith for being part of the show tonight. Thank you, Mark Anthony, for that reading. Keith, if you want, the book is called Never Letting Go. It's a wonderful book that Mark Anthony has written. And Mark, before we get going tonight, because we got to wrap this show up in like 30 seconds, I know we wanted to talk about much more, but you know we're going to have you back on, our grief guru. Mark, give us one tip real quick for dealing with grief.
When you come up on an anniversary of a death, say to yourself, and this happened to me on Friday. It was the anniversary of my mother's death, and I wanted to become overcome with sadness. I had to tell myself, today is not that day. and I do not have to emotionally go back to that and experience that incredible pain. Acknowledge your loved one, love your loved one, but you don't have to go back in time and suffer.
Absolutely. I love that. Don't go back in time and suffer, people. Now, Mark, where can people find you?
NeverLettingGo.com, also HealGriefWithBelief.com, but NeverLettingGo.com, easiest way. And I'm going to be on tour of New England. I'll be in Boston, and I'll be in New Hampshire. Then I'm going at the end of October. Then I'm going to Colorado in November, and at the end of November, I'm going back to Boston because I'm lecturing at Harvard and at Brown Universities.
Fantastic. And all that information is on your site. What is the site one more time?
NeverLettingGo.com. Go to my calendar of events. Like me on Facebook. It's all there on my page. Follow me on Twitter. And I look forward to meeting all my friends and colleagues in New England. And Max, what can I say? You're the man.
Thank you so much for being here tonight. As you said, people can like you on Facebook. We love you here at Max and Friends. Mark Anthony, thank you so much for being here. Psychic lawyer Mark Anthony on Max and Friends. I love you all for tuning in. Thanks for being part of the show tonight. Thanks to my Twitter fans. Love you all. We got to go. I'm going to wrap it up. Ronan, I always got to say thank you because you're the man. Thank you for doing your thing. All right, everyone. CBS News is coming up next. And remember, take this week to the max. I'm Max Tucci, and you're listening to Max and Friends. Good night, everyone.